This episode of My Garden Podcast is sponsored by Envy Feed and Fortify. It's great to control your slug issue. Feed and Fortify is a combination of active ingredients that creates a physical barrier around your plants while improving the soil. It's organic, rain resistant, and it's safe for wildlife, pets and kids. Find Feed and Fortify at envy.co.uk. That's ENVII. Welcome back. Today in the garden,
I'm really excited about these because they do offer some architectural interest. Oh, perfect. Oh, isn't it satisfying when you dig a hole exactly the right depth for what you need? Oh, I like this new hose pipe gun. I don't know what you call it. Maybe a hose pipe gun. It's got a trigger on it, definitely. And then you can adjust the nozzle. Oh, it's very pleasing. What's that one? Oh, yeah. Squirt. Full pelt. I did buy the metal one. Before we get into the plant of the moment, the plant du jour, I bought a metal one because other people in the household don't treat the plastic guns or hosepipe ends quite as nicely as I do. They tend to throw them around, cast them asunder, and they end up cracking. So I thought I'd get a metal one, more durable. A bit more expensive, but gonna last longer. Do you know what though? The design flaw is that it's blooming freezing. So when the hosepipe water's coming out, your hands are wrapped around this metal. It's very cold. Anyway, I'm here in the Corona Wildflower Meadow of Hope, planting a new plant, a new friend for the garden, and it is called a cardoon. They're massive plants, they're brilliant. They're just these wild jumbo thistles, for want of a better description. So if you think of a big thistle, when it's in full bloom, has got a kind of long stalk in the middle and then a thistle head. This, guess what, grows to 5 foot tall and 6 foot wide. And as you know, got a bit of a big garden, looking for some big feature items. And I thought, oh, the cardoon, that's gonna suit me. So I've got two of those and they've been in the greenhouse until now. It's mid-June and it's very balmy. So I'm just gonna put it into the ground. And because, oh, I need some crocs. Thank God there's loads in here. So it's going in the Corona Wildflower Meadow of Hope because the ground is particularly nasty and that's good for it. It needs a bit of, you know, dryness apparently. I was surprised it was available on the website, the Herbs website that I got it from, and I've read about it and it is actually a herb because although it's a thistle, it's actually classically known as an artichoke thistle, which means the fruit in the middle is edible. The leaves are edible. You can tie them up and blanch them apparently in a pan of boiling water, and then you hang them up for a month and then watch them go moldy and stuff, and then you can solve your cholesterol problems and laxative issues apparently. So it's a very good sort of edible plant. You can also eat the flower of it like you would and treat it like an artichoke. I don't know if we'll get onto that. You know, I'm wary of a nasturtium petal, to be honest, in a salad. So I don't think I'll be trying artichoke off the top of this. But anyway, we'll see. I believe it flowers sort of autumn time. So that'll give it a good run at getting, I'll get rid of that, getting established in the ground here. Oh, perfect. Oh, isn't it satisfying when you dig a hole exactly the right depth for what you need? Oh, do you know what? I've just found a tiny bit of croc from past times. It's come out of the ground like an old-fashioned pattern. Oh, I used to love that as a kid. I used to think I was an architect, but actually archaeologist. I used to think I was an archaeologist when I found stuff in the ground in the garden. Very exciting. I spent a lot of my time as a child digging in the garden. And I still like it now. I think it's lovely doing that. Getting bitten by mosquitoes. It's been really good weather here recently in June. Flaming June, it's been lovely. Finally, being able to go out without a coat on, pop out into the garden with some flip-flops on or even bare feet. Oh, I think I'm getting bitten. Ow, ow, ow. Oh, Joe, you could put saddles on our mosquitoes. We live quite near some ponds. And beyond the pond is the Manchester Ship Canal. And lots of stagnant pool water is around. So we tend to get quite a lot of mosquitoes. It's going to be lovely. It's funny, though, to think I'm kind of squatting down in the wildflower meadow with the tall daisy-like flowers around me and the grasses. The poppies are going to come out a bit later on. And everything's gearing up for a big blooming show. And this was a bit of grass this time, just over a year ago, when obviously the pandemic first came about and we needed something to do that wasn't just running around screaming and being worried in that first few weeks of panic when we were in lockdown. So we dug up the turf and put down the wildflower seeds with expectation that it would take a couple of years to sort out, to be honest. The meadow, not the coronavirus, because apparently wildflower seeds take a couple of years to establish, but they did a good run the first year. And this year looking brilliant. But I'm really excited about these because they do offer some architectural interest in the garden. And in the wildflower meadow, that's beautiful. We've got all these lovely daisy type things coming up, whites and reds and little yellows everywhere. The bees, bumblebees and the butterflies are loving it. But I want a bit of a wow in the middle. So that's the cardoon in the ground. I have noticed, though, a worrying number of slug and snail issues around it. Next to the cardoon are a couple of sunflowers I put in, thinking, oh, that'll look nice later on in the summer. They're being shredded by slugs and snails, and it's like I've brought out some sort of lunch platter for the slugs and snails. I'm going, here you go, eat these sunflowers. So I'm going to put on the cardoon and the sunflowers around the base some of this new feed and fortify. It sounds like a police badge, doesn't it? Protect and serve, feed and fortify. And it helps the plant grow strongly, but also it forms a barrier on the soil around the plant to stop the little pests getting on it. And it's, you know, it's organic, and it's sent to us by these lovely people at Envy who are sponsors of the podcast. So gonna give this a whirl. It looks like paprika. I'm gonna put that down. It's like I'm seasoning the lunch. There we go. And then round the cardoon, and you're meant to do this, replace it every 10 to 14 days after it's broken down. So I'll do that, I'll keep an eye on it. But yeah, it'd be nice to see the cardoons flourishing rather than again being shredded by slugs and snails. But hey, that's the lot of the gardener in the summer, isn't it? And it's just lovely. So nice and warm. Everything's coming out, springing out. We've got lupins and gladioli. We've got cosmos in the ground, acaciana, ready to go again. And it's just lovely. There's now 15% off Envy products for your garden, pond and home on our website. The offer's only available for a limited time, so quick, head to gardenpodcast.co.uk.